This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time to race a game. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is here again. It's our series on business networking, and we're concluding it today. And it's been PMET. And perhaps, Andrew, you can do a recap of our discussion as of last week and just, I guess, overall as well.
Okay. Last week, we were discussing the reaping and sowing, enjoying the fruits of the labor. Basically, we need to adopt a giver's mindset, and we need to know, we need to be able to give leads. If we want time, we have to give time, and if we want quality leads, we have to refer to other people a lot of different quality leads. So it's exciting. The most important thing we need to remember is that the difficult thing is between sowing and reaping, there is a time of waiting. Mm. So as long as you keep sowing, you will reap one day in due time.
All right. And today's topic?
Yes. Today's topic, it's about tea. It's about taking the social networking plunge. Uh-huh. A lot of times, we often talk about social media for networking. So we are very concerned about the emerging trend, whether would it replace business networking? And if it is not replacing business networking, how do we use social media to help us to do follow-up when we meet new people and we want to keep in touch with them? Then social media actually comes in and help us to manage these contacts at the same time to know new people online first before meeting them offline.
Okay.
Yes. So that is about tea.
Okay. So what is the role of social media in business networking?
The role of social media, it's actually a very intrinsic. It is a time when you do quality follow-up to be in touch with people you really, really want to connect with. Now, be very professional. Often we use a professional network like LinkedIn to connect with each other. Now, for example, myself, when I receive a name card, the first thing I do after I go home is to look up this person on LinkedIn. If I can find him, I will connect with him. So if I cannot find him on LinkedIn, I will invite him on LinkedIn via email.
I see.
Okay. Now, if he joined LinkedIn, good. Then I don't have to keep his name card anymore because I will have entered his name card details into my Outlook contact, and that's it. Now, if he didn't want to be connected on LinkedIn, then I keep his name cards. So my objective is to keep as few name cards as possible because I like to keep in touch with them via social media.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So that is how I use it. That means those name cards, those people whom I have in name cards, they are actually really what we call a social dinosaur. I can't find them anywhere. I have to keep their name cards.
Oh, okay.
So, but of course, that works for me. It may not work for everyone, but I like to keep in touch with people on social media first. If I know them a little bit better, I will try to find them on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. So what is the etiquette in the social media networking?
Okay, number one is that even when someone accepted you as a contact or as a connection, you should never take advantage of their wall and post all sorts of advertisement on their wall. Now, this is very bad. I'm sure a lot of us have been tagged with something that we're totally not interested in.
Yes.
You know, I myself have been tagged to ladies' fashion, you know, or some tour packages that I didn't ask for, I'm not interested, but somehow, because of the fact that I have a huge network, they leverage on my wall. So if I know that the sole reason of you wanting to know me or keep in touch with me is so that you can sell something to me or through me, I may one day unfriend you. And by the way, the word unfriend is the official word in the Oxford Dictionary right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so some other so-called etiquette is that don't always talk about yourself, always try to promote others. And that is the best way to do word of mouth, because on social media, it's word of mouth times word of mouth. So when you know someone is doing well, when you know someone needs help, and if you were to post a notice on your wall, it helps them a lot. And always remember to mention them. Yeah, the basic principle is this: share more, sell less.
Mm.
Yes,
okay.
Share a lot of other information so that people will look upon you as someone trustworthy, and your personal branding on online will be increasing.
Okay, so say someone does want to leverage on the people you know, right? And they mm-hmm. what's the polite way of asking you, could I post
very,
on your...
Oh, very, very good question.
Yeah.
Very, very good question. On LinkedIn, they have this request for introduction. That means mm-hmm. if, let's say, I saw you on LinkedIn and you have a friend that I really, really want to know, I can request you, let's say for me, Andrew Chow, I can request Freda for a introduction to your friend. And I have to state the reason why I want to know your friend. So depending on how nice you are and whether you check in to your LinkedIn often, you can refer that message to your friend and he will be able to reply me because you have now facilitated the introduction. Mm-hmm. Now, before, I may not be able to send him a direct message. So that is one way. It's always request, always find a mutual friend, a trusted one that you can help. They can ask for help. Right. And always be very, very approachable. On LinkedIn, it's okay to accept someone you do not know in real life as your friend. It's perfectly fine because that is for business networking. And yes. honestly, you can find a lot of different advanced search filter that will help you in your career. So it's all good. And LinkedIn is a very interesting platform. I think in Singapore itself, there are already a million users and LinkedIn has an office in Singapore.
Right,
so,
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Now, will social media or online networking replace conventional networking one day? We'll ask Andrew Chow from Idea Mart that in just a moment. This is Race Your Game, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Race Your Game on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Having a chat with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. It's about business and networking, our series. And today it's using social media, taking the plunge in social media, the T in PMET. Now, you gave very good examples with LinkedIn and all that. So do you think social media or online networking replace conventional networking one day?
It will not totally replace conventional business networking, but rather it will enhance it. Now, it works both ways. You can either know people first on social media, then look out for them in real life. Now, mm-hmm. I have many experiences where I'm connected to someone on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, and sometimes when I meet them on networking, on cocktail party, on seminar, and even in exhibition, when I shake their hand, they always say, "Hey, we are connected on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter." And I can't even remember them. So it's a very good way for icebreaker. That's number one. Number two is when you want to organize your own event. Now, it is now very simple to gather all your network and contacts to broadcast that and to make people RSVP for your event. So it's a very useful tool. It just takes a little bit of you moving out of the comfort zone to learn a new skill. And if you're a job seeker, sometimes, and by filling up all the necessary details with one click of a button, you can generate a CV or resume from your LinkedIn profile. And I just want to share this. This is a very, very special feature in LinkedIn. If you're ever stuck with a problem at work, you're too shy to ask your boss, too embarrassed to ask your colleagues, you can always post a question on LinkedIn under the appropriate category. And within 24 hours, I bet you there will be many experts all over the world for that topic telling you, giving you one or two-page answer on how you can tackle your challenges. In fact, it's something that's good in the West. They actually introduce their friends to you whom they think that will be of help to you. So on LinkedIn, there are many, many generous people. You just have to explore that. You know, I can find out who are the CEOs on LinkedIn itself, you know, just by doing some complex searches, and I can filter after the industry even. So that is really a very big pool of resources.
So, okay, is that one of the ways you can use LinkedIn to enlarge your network? Are there other ways?
Actually, using LinkedIn, there are many ways to enlarge a network. The key is to be visible. Right, how to be visible on LinkedIn. Try to answer other people's questions. That's number one. Number two, introduce people more. Number three, give testimonial to people you know. And of course, you can request for it. The more you give testimonial to other people, the more your name is being duplicated everywhere.
Mm.
Okay, so if you ever see that your profile is 50% fail, 70% fail, try to make it 100%. Because 100% completed profile is very, very prominent. And LinkedIn has a special way of acknowledging people who have huge network. When you have 500 business friends and above, your profile mm-hmm. looks slightly different from the rest.
I see.
So, right. Yes.
And yeah, so, basically, if someone uh-huh. wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, you normally just accept?
I have to look at their destination. That's number one. Whether mm-hmm. Is this someone that I want to be in my inner circle. Number two, I look at the industry. And number three, I look at the country. Now, if you have no dealings in Nigeria, do not accept someone from Nigeria. All right? But in
For
Singapore,
example.
I have,
okay.
Yes, yeah, for example. But in Singapore, if I'm doing business with Southeast Asia, then anyone within this region, I will welcome. Of course, before I say yes, before I accept their invitation, I have a chance to go into the profile and take a look. Now, here's the magical mm-hmm. thing. On LinkedIn, there's no such thing as keeping a profile private. Whatever you key, all right, people can see it. Even if I'm not your friend, I can go through your whole profile. I can even download a copy. And I can even export all my connections into Outlook address book. So it's very, very flexible. And of course, there are certain rules that you follow when you make friends on social media itself.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason why I talk so much about LinkedIn... The reason why I talk so much about LinkedIn is actually because a lot of people say Facebook is for personal reasons. I agree. So LinkedIn is really the official one that you use for your career and your business.
Okay. Now, the other thing that's happening on Facebook is branch out, right? Do you, you know, and it's another one
animal.
Again. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, do I even want to branch out?
Okay. That is a good question. Branch out, it is now done in as an application on Facebook. It has 25 million users. It's about 1/8 of what LinkedIn is today. And it is by far the strongest competitor. The reason why it is thriving is because it is built on Facebook, but it is often seen as social. So it depends on your network. So it's rather limited, and it is no one knows for sure where is this leading, because I know for sure a lot of HR people are not using BranchOut. They are still on LinkedIn. A lot of headhunters today are still using LinkedIn, not on BranchOut. Now, because of the branding, it is seen as a social thing, right? So people don't take it seriously. But for LinkedIn and even for a platform like Blackstone, which sits on top of the Outlook, they are often being taken more seriously. So you have to weigh where your target audience is. So go to where you can find them, not go with the most popular platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess we also don't know where the future of Branch Out will be, because I guess they have a larger pool. They have a large pool to leverage on. But something to watch out for, and as you mentioned, where your target audience would be. Okay. Any last words for the listeners? It sounds like as if, you know, your last words before the execution.
Okay. I think networking is something that it is just like working out. You need discipline. You need to make time for it. You need to be disciplined. It is no doubt it can be tiring for people who are not used to it, meeting new people. Yes. Sometimes I often heard excuses like, why should I meet people for the sake of meeting people? Why don't I just leave it to chance? Now, if you leave it to chance, it may not happen. You have to you have to really take ownership of your destiny, take ownership of your own career path. Tell yourself that you need to meet new people every other week so that you can chart your own career. Now, I know a lot of listeners out there, you are PMET, and charting where you want to be in your own career is very important. It is important to find mentors and coaches around our network. And the only way you can find them is through networking. All right. There are people that you meet that you may not meet them right away, but they can be of service to you one day. And they may even be the one who recommend other people to you. As long as you use networking and social media to communicate your personal branding, you wouldn't go wrong. Please remember, keep improving on your name card and your handshake. That is usually the first two things that people have the impression of you. So remember PMET?
Yeah. All right. Well, that has been Andrew Chow from IdeaMart sharing with us the finer points of business networking right here in Race Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.